Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So you live in a big apartment building, and there is this hottie who lives on your floor. And every time you guys see each other at the mailboxes or in the laundry room, it's always like kind of like, you know, a smile and a nod, and that like evolves to like, hey, good morning, how are you? It's like vibes, you know what I mean? Not overt flirtation, but heavy, heavy vibes. Then one day, I don't know, let's say there's like this global pandemic and martial law is declared. And everyone is forced to, like, get supplies, go into their apartments, and lock down for 2 whole weeks. And just as you're loading up all your supplies, you got all your rations, and you're about to close your door and bolt yourself in, the hottie comes up to your door and is like, hey, so I know we all have to be on lockdown in the next minute, but I was thinking it's going to get boring if we're locked down all by ourselves. Would you be cool if we, like, co-isolated in your place? What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Patrick.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Colin.
So this person is still effectively a stranger?
It's small. Let's say it's like, I don't know, 500 square feet.
And this person is a stranger. Like, you don't know anything about, you've just seen them and they're hot.
You know that they're hot and at least friendly in the hallway. Yeah. And yeah, there's the vibe.
And how long are unknown how long it's going to be?
Right now they're saying 2 weeks.
But you know they're going to keep pushing that.
Who knows? Yeah, you know, anything can happen.
I don't think you should do it. It's not going to be good.
No?
It's not going to be good. No, it's not going to be good.
2 weeks is too long. If we were talking about like a blizzard and you might be locked up for up to 72 hours and if it gets really bad, you just go out into the snow.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
Leaving your home behind, Ryan?
Well, for a little while, like you go, I gotta go collect firewood.
Yeah, you can go for a walk
in the blizzard.
In the blizzard. But I don't. 2 weeks is a long time. I think it's romantic. I get why a person would have that impulse.
Mm-hmm. The thing, so I haven't made up my decision when I came up with this.
I know. Here's the thing. Tough. Out of all of us, I'm like, Colin's the only one
who I think would do it is Colin. And honestly, it could work out for you, bro. So
I think Colin could make it work, though. That's the thing. I think all of us, like the rest of us, would not. It would not work.
That's true.
No, I would close my door without saying anything to this person.
Well, that's the thing. You're going to kill your... If this is your one...
I would give them my phone number. I'd do phone number, and then we can FaceTime. We can talk. And then, honestly, if then a couple days in, a weekend, they wanted to break martial law to sneak into my house...
Oh, no. There's, like, armed guards, like, patrolling.
Outside our apartment doors?
Like, they go into any random building they want. This is martial law. This is like...
What the hell?
Right, but
this
I thought
like,
martial law is kind of like summer camp and the boys' cabins and the girls' cabins. I think you could sneak back and forth.
Could be.
You could.
You're,
or you could, like,
the risk.
You could, like, make a little tunnel, like Shawshank Redemption.
I do like that. You're definitely not getting your deposit back, but, no. I mean, sometimes love is worth it. My concern is, I think... Well, my two concerns is if you say no, then boom, 2 weeks go by, and then what do you do? Hey, oh, so that was weird. Do you want to go out now? Like, maybe they'll be into it, maybe they won't. Or you do invite them in, then boom, there's no going back from that. You're stuck. And my concern is you're going to hook up, like, within, like, 10 hours, and then what do you do?
Then, oh, then geez.
What? Yeah. There's so many more hours.
Here's the thing. Your home is like a sacred space, and you don't want to invite just randos into it.
Yeah. I mean, some people don't want to invite randos in.
I think the best you can have in terms of romance is a full-on home ship. That's our topic.
Home ships.
Home ships.
And we're doing home ships, I think, just because, like, we're all at home. Right?
Yeah, if you can't tell, if we all don't sound more comfortable than usual, I mean, I'm not wearing real pants.
No, I'll admit I'm wearing an entire sweat outfit.
I love it.
I'm wearing real pants. Yeah, Colin, are you wearing real pants?
Yeah, I'm
Colin,
wearing real pants.
Colin, what do you do? Guys,
I am like showing up for this self-isolation. I've actually recently come into a lot of new clothes. I had a great day at Fias last week. I got a bunch of clothes from the show I was on that is now shut down because we had a mannequin, or we had like a storefront thing that got canceled, and I just took a whole lot of clothes home.
Hell yeah.
So
hell yeah.
I'm
okay,
just like
and did
dressing
you say
up.
Fios? What is that?
Fias Paredes.
Yeah, Fias Paredes. It's like an outlet, like discount outlet store. So all the overstock. It's so good.
What
they sell a lot of school uniforms.
Brands? Okay,
no, name brands.
Not name brands. No, like crazy.
It's right next
weird
door.
Brand.
It's right next to the Johns.
Oh, the it's clubhouse. The one where you got that like vampire shirt.
Yes,
before.
Yes,
exactly. Okay. And now
I didn't
one.
Know the name of it.
So on my most recent trip, I got a T-shirt that is a zombie skull wearing a hat that says aerosol, and then above great. That it just says skateboard. I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's amazing.
Right, that's pretty cool.
That's tight.
Yeah. It's a good, so I've been wearing that shirt like 3 days in a row, actually.
Of course.
But like things are developing. Like, so you guys are probably gonna be listening to this, you know, this is, it's now been a couple weeks, but we are like, as things are unfolding, we are currently recording as things are unfolding. So we just learned of all of California, guys?
Yeah.
Restaurants are just doing drive-through.
And
well,
bars
they
are
right
closed.
Now, yeah. Some restaurants can do 50% limit their capacity, but any place that's like a nightlife kind of place, a nightclub, a bar, a brew pub,
right.
mm-hmm. are all to close.
A potential
just
makeout
so every,
spot.
Just so listeners know, that siren is on one of our ends. You're not hearing a siren in real life.
That
it's
is
not
behind,
me.
It's
Colin.
That is behind me. Yeah.
It'll come to my neighborhood soon.
Yeah. Oh, that's out, so funny.
They found out I invited some hot blonde into my apartment and they're coming for me now.
You guys could probably like triangulate like where we live based off of this siren. It could be like, okay, it passed through Colin's house approximately 3 minutes before it went to Mogi's. And, like, figure out.
Well, and they could figure out what time of day or when it was because we were talking about the developing news.
Yes, yep. Then they could go look on the Citizen app and figure out exactly.
And the thing is, they have all
happening.
The time to do this because you can't go out.
Yeah, potentially we're all still in our homes. But home shifts, who's got a hot one?
Okay, so here's mine. This is going to keep the depressing quarantine, because that was where my head was when I thought of my home ship.
Great.
And then we can hopefully pull out of it by the time we get to your guys' ships.
I've got a wacky one. So
okay, good. That'll be a nice power.
I have a heartwarming one.
As okay, of right now, I have nothing, and hopefully I have something by the time I get
something will come up. Okay, so my sort of depressing one, it's about being at home during a crisis and thinking about those kinds of things. It's, do you guys know the song If the World Was Ending?
No.
Okay, I recommend listening to it.
Sing it for us, but do a parody so that way we can keep it.
Okay.
Yeah, do it to the melody of Thunder Road. We have the
the melody. Hold on.
No. Wait, okay, so do the melody.
She's not doing the melody or the lyrics?
Okay. If the world was quarantined, you'd come over, right? That's pretty the song. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? So it's it's one of my favorite kinds of songs, which I didn't realize was a favorite kind of song until I was thinking about why I like the song. So it's a duet in which the two people singing are two perspectives on the same, or are singing yes. about the same thing from the two
oh,
perspectives.
Oh, absolutely. So
like a musical.
Love it.
A pop song.
Oh.
And this one is a guy is like driving in traffic and he finds out that there was an earthquake. He didn't even feel the earthquake, but he's like thinking like, wow, the two of us have like really gotten pat. Like we're a year out of this relationship that we knew wasn't forever. Something happened. So the earthquake happened. So now I'm thinking about you and wondering what you're up to. If you're out, if you're home, like, what are you watching TV? And essentially saying like, so yeah, I know that we weren't good for each other. We're not for forever. That's not what we are. But if we didn't have a future, you'd come over and we'd be together, right? Because like we could put all that other stuff away and not worry about it and just enjoy being together because we still love each other. And then of course she feels the earthquake that she sings about about it, and it's saying kind of the same thing. And I think what I really like about the song, I mean, like I said, I love duets where two people are singing about the same thing from different perspectives, number one. Number two, I just really like that, like I said, the chorus or the beginning of the chorus is, if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? So I like the like not really being sure, but also like the longing in that. So it's a really good song. I recommend it to anyone listening. It's Julia Michaels and JB Sav. I don't know. JP Sax and Julia Michaels.
JP or JB?
It's
Jay-Z Shaz.
Oh, it's Jay-Z. I've heard of him.
No, okay.
Oh, wait. It's,
it's J.P. Sax and Julia Michaels. But it's good. It's on Spotify.
It sounds nice. Very sweet. That sort of it makes me think of the there's a Bare Naked Ladies song called The Last Thing on My Mind. It's like it's right at the end of I can't remember.
I think
I think that might be right. And like it's not the same in that it's like two singers in a different like perspective, but the titular line like means something different at the end. Because like it starts with someone who's driving home to be with they're driving home, the kind of refrain there is that, and you're the last thing on my mind. And so like you think at that point that he's like, I'm not even thinking about you, but throughout the course of the song he gets in a car accident and dies. He's when like they pull him out of the wreck, he's smiling because you were the last thing on my mind. Literally the last thing, because he dies.
It's so sweet, but sad.
Sad.
But I think those would be good on a mix together.
There's another one. If you guys are familiar with the song 15 Minutes by Mike Kroll, it is a wonderful song. And the line in that is, what if I told you the world was going to end and you had 15 minutes to spend with me or your friends? And it's basically on the same line of But that one is much more like teen angsty, whiny boyfriend.
Yeah, demanding. I was like, this guy, honestly, hang with your friends. If someone's asking you that.
That is all of Mike Kroll's oeuvre. He is like a 40-year-old man who sings songs for 15-year-olds, and they're great. I love them all. I'm a 30-year-old man who listens to them.
But that's a good ship, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That is a really good ship.
So my ship, I took home to Home Alone because I wanted to find someone that I could ship with Buzz.
Oh, geez.
Buzz has got a girlfriend, Woof.
Yeah, I know Buzz has a girlfriend, Woof, but I would be willing to believe that that's not actually Buzz's girlfriend. I think that's just like a picture he has of a girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, wow.
I mean, she writes something flirty on the back. Or are you thinking Buzz wrote something nice on the back?
Man, that is a next level of deception.
Yeah, that's
and
what
honestly, I wouldn't put it past Buzz.
This is 100% where I am. I don't think that Buzz has... I think he's lying. He's trying to, like, trick his little brother into thinking that he's cooler than he is.
Aww.
Wow. Buzz.
So okay.
Yeah, Buzz, you're not girlfriend Woof. I think
can we that which is also yeah. just a mean joke about a girl who being ugly. I do not like that joke.
No, it's gross. And like, Kevin, what are you doing?
Yeah
mean. Okay, so you're trying to find someone to ship Buzz with.
I'm trying to find someone to ship Buzz
Dwight
with.
Schrute.
no
that's the one that always works for someone that's unshippable. You just find Dwight Schrute.
So no. Here's
Ryan
the thing.
Did it once. I'm gonna do it.
And it's a good go-to. But I had someone in mind, someone that could like bully him back when he needs to be like put in his place, and then maybe someone who he could. What? Go ahead, Kyle.
No. I'm hypothesizing.
I have a hypothesis too, but I want to hear what you.
I have no fucking idea who this is going to be.
Okay.
Who?
So. We need. I don't know what we need to do to like make the ages work out, but I want them to meet when they're both in high school, and I want it to be Angelica Pickles from the Rugrats.
Oh, actually, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Exactly what I was thinking of. She's perfect.
I was thinking Olga Pataky, but that is great.
Yes,
similar though. That's similar.
Yeah, very, very similar. But you know that like, and Angelica also has like a lot of experience bullying people who are younger than she is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like that they would be
that's
sort of in the same
interest.
Place. It's a shared interest. But I think she's tougher than Buzz. I think
would she'd try be the to alpha.
Like yeah, and he'd try though. He'd try to like step to her and she'd be like no fucking way. And especially cuz she has that modeled in her parents, right? Mm-hmm. Where like her mom is the alpha.
Oh yeah.
I just think it'd be good for both of them.
I love that.
I love that.
I'm imagining a scenario where Buzz is like, say, it's first day of high school, right? Freshman year.
Yeah.
And Buzz is just making the rounds and he's kind of doing like the whole like prison yard, pick on everybody to dominate, right. Like make himself the alpha. And he's just making his rounds, taking a lunch money, knocking over people's milk, whatever. And he gets to Angela's table and immediately... She like stares him down and he just like kowtows and then is like fascinated by this like tough, mm-hmm. beautiful, crazy, scary girl that he doesn't know how to bully.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I love that.
That's great.
And
Patrick.
She's like, just wait till next year. Chucky and Tommy will be here and we can destroy them.
That's fun.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that like Chucky and Kevin get to be friends?
Aw.
I feel like Tommy and Kevin would be friends.
Okay. Tommy and I think Chucky is too dorky for Kevin. Kevin's kind of mean.
Chucky
I think
would be
Tommy
friends
Tommy is friends with everyone, but not really good friends with anyone.
Mm.
Yes.
He's too nice.
Yeah.
He's too nice.
Chucky would get along more with
Fuller.
What's his name? No, I was going to say his character from The Good Son.
Oh, wait, when he's like, we need to talk about Kevin's Campbell? Status?
Yeah.
That's Chucky's friend. Are you thinking of Chucky the doll?
No, I'm so thinking of Chucky Finster. Wait,
so
he needs
you think
someone
Chucky's
going to
be
around.
Like Elijah Wood's character?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man, wow. This is not good, dude.
Okay,
this is
you know what? I think Chucky could be friends with, what's his face? The one who pees in bed.
Yeah, that Fuller.
Fuller. Fuller. Yeah. That's the matchup.
That kid is obnoxious. He's purposely drinking caffeine late at night so he can piss on his cousin.
No, that is absolutely not what he's doing.
Jacked up shit.
Watch
dude.
That scene again. He's doing it.
He's smiling about it. Yeah, he knows what's happening.
To drink caffeine. He's excited.
He's like, I can't wait to piss on you, Kevin.
Yeah, Wait, he's like a dirty little piss boy.
Why is caffeine an important part of this? It's just that he's drinking a lot of Pepsi, right?
I think caffeine makes you pee.
Yeah,
all liquids it's a diuretic. Make you pee.
Caffeine, but caffeine is a diuretic, guys.
A diuretic does not mean you're gonna pee.
Yes, it does.
Caffeine makes me pee. So much more.
Okay.
If I drink like a glass of water versus a glass of coffee, I'll pee before I'm done with the coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it makes you pee more. I think he's planning. I think he's got dirty little plans when he's drinking that. Disgusting.
Well, yes, we can agree that Fuller is a piss freak.
I think Fuller would get along with Chucky would like Phil it. And Jill.
Chucky would like it. Chucky would like it. Because he'd be like, any attention is good.
Okay, yeah, this is good, though. Who do Phil and Lil hang out with?
Each other. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I like them Phil together. And Lil, they don't need any of those other losers.
They're like kind of too pure for the Home Alone world.
Mm. Oh, you know, no, they hang out with the Wet Bandits.
What?
Yeah, because they're like ride or die. They're down for anything. There's two of them. There's two of the other set. It's perfect.
Well, and also they can use like their twinness to like pull some kind of like fast ones.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, they can do like the con artist angle of the Wet Bandits or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they meet. They're running like short-term cons. And again, they like pick the wrong mark in the Wet Bandits. And that's how like their beautiful friendship is formed.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know why we're not talking about Rugrats all the time.
We needed you to bring us there, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Wait, so that was from your ship, right, Colin?
No, that was from me.
That was from your ship.
Yeah, mine takes us into the modern era.
Okay. Well, okay.
Instead of the ancient times of Rugrats?
Yeah, Rugrats and Home Alone are like older. I don't know, man.
Rugrats and Home Alone are from 46 years ago.
They're from like 27 years ago.
Yeah,
it's true. And then we were talking about them in high school, which would also be in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Technically, yes, that's true.
But hey, Colin, what is your modern ship?
Okay, so picture we're at the Queer Eye Japan season wrap party, okay? And it's Tokyo, and it's on this beautiful rooftop, and you see all the lights in the city around us. And Bobby Burke is having a cocktail, and he's hanging out with his friends, and he's, like, talking about how great a season
Bobby,
was.
He's married.
Well, dude.
You're going to break him up?
Listen, it gets worse.
Oh, no!
You said heartwarming.
Yeah, heartwarming is what you said.
It warms my heart. I like it.
Okay, fine. Okay, what happens?
Look, there is coming a hurdle that I think is bigger than the fact that Bobby's married.
Oh, no. What is it?
Well, across the room, or across the bar, what have you, he meets eyes with this beautiful Japanese woman who then approaches him, and she's like, hey, you like organizing things. I like organizing things, too. My name's Marie. And
oh, my God.
This is insane. Where is my heart going to get warmed?
Because they're two heartwarming characters on the TV.
One of Bobby's defining characteristics is
his sexuality. You wanted to go back into what?
He's going to live a life.
He worked so hard to fight the church and define himself.
Well, maybe they're just, I don't know.
Look, we can want them to like start a new TV show together.
Of course.
I want that. Yeah, Marie Kondo and Bobby Burke doing a TV show. I would watch that.
Because here's the thing. I think Bobby would be like, finally, I will get enough recognition for the things that I do because, frankly, Queer Eye is great, but it does not give me enough credit.
No airtime.
He deserves so much. He does amazing
building a new
things.
House
every time
in days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other guys are like, "Here's how you make a nice breakfast.
Tuck in your shirt. That's the big move."
Well, that does elevate the look without being too formal, to be fair.
That's true.
It's effective. It's just not like labor intensive.
It's not labor intensive.
And it's the same goddamn thing every episode.
I know.
Tuck in the front of your shirt, mush up an avocado. Great. That's at least 12 minutes of our show.
No, I want more for Bobby as a television personality.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he has a bigger world ahead of him because he's actually very funny. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm.
I love Bobby. Okay, so then let's repackage it a little. Let's say Marie comes over to him and she's like, "Hi, I'm a big fan of your show. I love what you do. I wish there was like more airtime with you." And he's like, "Well, you know, the show's formatted the way it is. Like, I don't really have say in the cut or anything like that." She's like, "Well, you know, I have a Netflix show as well, and they approached me about doing a spinoff where it's more of a home design thing than just straight organizing. Would you be interested in partnering up with me on that? Can we ship
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I like that
least?
For him.
Yeah, I love
I like
it.
That for him.
All
I like
right.
that.
I got to ship through."
I just, like, truly the thought of them fucking makes me want to barf.
Yeah, there is
I
nothing
disagree.
Hot
I think
about
them. I think they're both super hot.
Together?
That's not the point.
I think, like, yeah, they're both super hot, but I feel like neither of them would really want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, all right, fine. Consent is king. I'm not going to, like, fucking, I'm not going to be, like, Jigsaw and force them to do it.
We don't think you're Jigsaw.
Jigsaw famously making funny, people though. Hook up.
Yeah.
Like a Valentine's Day version of Jigsaw is just
Jesus
as
Christ.
Disgusting as.
Yes, it is.
As the murder version.
Wow. Well, okay. I with the caveat that they're just making a new show together, I like it.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine. But it also got me thinking that maybe Phil and Lil should be hanging out with the Property Brothers.
Dude, don't do that to Phil and Lil.
They don't even know right. those sick games.
You're right.
Let them just hang out with the burglars.
The Property Brothers are just always trying to convince Phil and Lil to make out. Because they're like, no, it's super fun. We do it all the time.
Well, you know, there's like now a new... We've talked about this, right? The
What's
new.
That?
There's more Property Brothers?
They're multiplying.
Well, like as we said, they may be just future versions.
Yeah.
Or
it's a multiplicity thing. They're clones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, clearly one is like the Xerox of a Xerox. But like
there's a
one
ditch
is
with
dating,
a bunch of other ones.
Oh my god. One is dating Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
Which is strange to me.
Well, and the other is married to another
person. To Emily Deschanel.
I thought they were both married at one point.
Well, things didn't go great for the one with Zooey.
Yeah, the one who's with Zooey was engaged to someone else. But we don't know what happened.
I mean, it's just like when you date someone so famous, A-list.
It's hard to keep it together.
Yeah. Okay, tell me more.
Yeah. Okay, do you guys want to hear my ship?
Yes,
please.
It's not going to make you feel better.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because here's the thing.
I've
I don't
got
even
another
think
home one.
For me, it doesn't even make me think I like it because it just really just I don't like it. I think it's a ship that I was like, oh, I appreciate that this exists because it reveals something about our society and that nothing will change and that we live in a capitalist hellhole and that the only thing that can be done is to blow it all up. And this is from the movie Snowpiercer. And it is the relationship between Wilford and Gilliam, Wilford being the inventor of the train that carries all of humanity. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that's not familiar with Snowpiercer, the world has ended and it's like all frozen over and everybody lives on this train and like it's by Bong Joon-ho. It's pretty good. The people that are in the front of the train are like, you know, it's classes. So like the high class people live up there and then it gets worse and worse till the tail end of the train, which is like they're fed like protein jellies and like just live in squalor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the twist in the movie, if you don't want to hear the twist, skip forward, is that the guy at the back of the train, Gilliam, he's the one that's like spurring the revolution of like, let's get the people in the back to take over and get to the front, is actually in cahoots and has always been with the guy at the front of the train to basically, they both agree that they're only going to let the revolution get to a certain place. And then that curbs population because the people in the back kill each other and then it resets. And he just does this every like, you know, 20 years or so.
Yeah. That like the conflict is part of what keeps people in line.
Yeah. And so the reveal that like what we thought was like this hero is basically just working to keep the classes in place.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you can do is to literally destroy the entire train.
Yeah.
And start over.
Right.
I just feel like that right now. I don't really know why.
Interesting. You want to derail the train?
I don't like, just like for some strange reason, like a lot of Bong Joon-ho films are just like really resonating with me. And I don't really know specifically why, but like, I don't know, maybe watch them and like think about things.
Guys, I had a conversation with my mother this week about Parasite, which she saw and said, oh, and that awful family.
A lot of people have been saying that to me. A lot of people of certain demographics. Oh, those scumbags, those leeches.
Oh, man.
You know, after Mother saw it, we had a conversation with her, and she realized that she's classist.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like the movie.
That's so crazy to me. I mean, people could have whatever opinion they want, but I mean, it is such a fucking whirlwind of a film.
Wonderful movie. Tremendous. Ugh,
so good.
But yeah, it's an interesting revealer of a film. So did you talk with her about it?
I mean, we kind of couldn't because I started laughing because I was like, Mom, of course you're taking the side of like the rich family. And she was like, well, okay, let's talk about something else. I was like,
yeah. She's like, I don't really feel like being mocked right now.
She's not wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to opt out of this.
That's so funny.
Ryan, did you say that you had another like
bring us out of that hole,
bring us up? Yeah.
I mean, guys, you know what's really fun to escape into? A good rom-com. And you know what is a good rom-com with the word home in the title? Sweet Home Alabama. What?
Yay,
there we go.
You got Melanie, who is from Alabama, but she's a big city girl now. She's trying to put her past in the past, but she can't because she's still married to her first boyfriend, so she's got to go back to Alabama to get him to sign the divorce papers.
This is a Reese Witherspoon vehicle, correct?
Okay. Reese Witherspoon and Josh Lucas.
Josh Lucas. I'm going to look him up.
Yeah. He's one of those. I would not be surprised, Kelly, if you don't recognize his face. Because he looks sort of like the guy in my Suicide Squad.
Yeah, no, he does.
You definitely have seen him, but I recognize you do not remember.
No. Put a hat on that guy.
But I understand that you don't think.
No idea who this man could be. Never seen this man in my life.
He's a real, like, generic, handsome white man.
But also, literally, like, Southern. Ryan, he's like, look at his IMDb. You've definitely seen him.
No, and I'm also looking at.
Of Sweet Home Alabama, you may have seen him.
I've never seen this man. And I'm also looking on the image search of him. Every single picture looks like a different man.
Yeah, it does.
He's a very generic white guy.
Here's the thing. He looks like what's his name? Gosling's like older cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, literally looks like a different man. Some of these pictures. Too tan in this one. He's like
super hot in some. Looks like a fucking middle manager's LinkedIn profile picture in others.
Yeah, sometimes kind of Luke Wilson-y.
Yeah.
Sometimes kind of
he has a son like with Uma Thurman.
What? Is that true? Good for them.
Jeff Lucas says his 7-year-old son Noah's first kiss was with Uma Thurman. No, never mind. Uma Thurman just kisses 7-year-old boys.
I thought you
might have been making a joke about Ethan Hawke, which could have been true. but no. Stomped on it if you were, so I apologize.
No, it's just the whole headline wasn't revealed until I clicked
on
it.
Whoa, what? Josh Lucas naked stock pictures?
Uma.
Hello. Stock?
Stock pictures? I clicked on it. I'm going to get a virus.
He's, okay. Okay, also, I got to tell you guys, let me see if I can find, I went to go see Emma a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see it really bad. Was it good?
I wish that it, yeah, it is good. Hopefully it'll be on VOD soon. But when I was there, I saw a trailer for a movie called The Secret, Dare to Dream. Can I tell you, can I read you guys the synopsis? Book?
Okay, read it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Miranda Wells is a hardworking young widow who's struggling to raise three children on her own. She's played by Katie Holmes. A powerful storm soon brings a devastating challenge and a mysterious man, Bray Johnson, into her life. In just a few short days, Bray's presence reignites the family spirit, but he carries a secret that could change everything.
Huh?
What?
That's not what the secret, the book is about, is
so,
it?
So, the trailer, I didn't realize it was about the secret for the first 30 seconds. It's a long trailer.
Okay.
So, it is this random guy played by Josh Lucas who, like, appears in Katie Holmes' life, but Katie Holmes has a bad attitude. Like, a hurricane is coming. Her husband is dead. She just has a really bad attitude.
Yeah, what a grump.
These seem circumstantial, but okay, let's go ahead and blame it on her.
Her car
attitude.
Breaks down. She has a horrible attitude.
She's just not manifesting.
Essentially, he starts telling her, like, good things are, he starts talking about the law of attraction and showing the kids some magnets. And he's like, look, the law of attraction.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Katie Holmes is rolling her eyes because she doesn't believe in the law of attraction because...
Oh, sure, because of her bad attitude. Because
she has a bad attitude and horrible things have happened to her.
Oh, my God.
And so, but of course, he, unlike her boyfriend, who is played by the guy from... Oh, shoot, what's his name? You all know him. He was in Sliders. He was in...
Oh, Chris O'Donnell.
No, he's on Sliders. He was...
Jerry O'Connell.
Yes, thank you. So Jerry O'Connell's her boyfriend. He's very rich and he gives her a big ring, but the ring hurts her finger because she has a bad attitude.
What?
Then, wait, what?
Then Josh Lucas fixes her roof. Because he has a good attitude? I don't know.
But the shingles are upside down because of her bad attitude.
But they start to fall in love, but she's supposed to marry this other guy. And then, this is all in the trailer, by the way, then he has a binder or like a folder with her name on it that maybe came from her dead husband.
Scary. Dun-da. What?
Whoa. What?
Wait,
so this has files on a bunch of fucking bad attitude motherfuckers?
I don't know. It may be a ghost movie. Like maybe he is the spirit of her dead husband.
Or maybe he's like an angel.
Or maybe he's an angel.
And he's been sent down with like an assignment. Like here's the person whose life you have to make better.
I think something like that. Or. But it is a feature film adaptation of the self-help book The Secret.
That's
what
amazing.
The fuck? Are you kidding me?
Remember that Nick Cage movie Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul? That was amazing.
I haven't seen that's a real movie I could watch?
No.
Oh. I'm so excited.
Here's the thing, Colin. That sounds like a movie that Nick Cage would make around tax time.
I mean, anything can be a movie that Nick Cage made.
Yeah.
There's no way to predict it.
He doesn't get picky. Around April shoot times, he does not get picky. He's like, oh, shooty. I spent all my money. I gotta do something.
Oh, shooty.
I got a shooty.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.